It was quite the holiday shopping experience in America, and we've got the numbers. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 26th day of December. Thanks for being here, everybody, and we, too, are grateful to be back. To give you a reason to part with more of your money, Baby Yoda is on the way. Workers in half of the United States will get a pay increase next year. Shoppers tell Target to ditch plastic bags. The year-end rally continued on Wall Street. And we've got a story about sloppy coworkers. In for the interview, it's retired Navy Admiral Mike Franken, who's running to take on the junior senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at AARPiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB, as in business, underscore news hour. That's IOB underscore news hour on Twitter. Well, overall holiday sales so far anyway are up by 3.4% over last year. And this year, it was online shopping that dominated the holiday sales season. All this according to a report from MasterCard. And they say that sales this year online were 18.8% higher than last year. Retailers juiced their deals and delivery times because the shopping season since Thanksgiving was actually 6 days shorter than last year. Of all holiday shopping, online took in over 14.5% of the cash. Meanwhile, the National Retail Federation estimated that Super Saturday, or the last Saturday before Christmas, was the biggest shopping day of the year, with an estimated 148 million U.S. consumers taking part in the last-minute rush, both in-store and online. In other words, times were good for both brick-and-mortar and online sales. But wait, there's more. It's highly likely that the post-holiday sales that are going on right now will add even more to retailers' bottom line as Americans visit to make returns and hunt for post-Christmas bargains. 70% of shoppers say they'll be back in the retail mode now through New Year's Eve. Almost 8 in 10 consumers are expected to return at least one gift this year, that according to online retail platform Oracle. To that end, Amazon expanded its return options this season, adding more free returns and increasing the number of locations where customers can drop off returns with no box or label needed. President Donald Trump got into the holiday spirit as well, and he tweeted about U.S. holiday sales, calling it the biggest number in U.S. history. However, on a percentage basis, 2019's sales increase isn't the largest ever, given that retail holiday sales rose by 5.1% last year, once again, according to MasterCard data. And here is another way that you can part with some of your hard-earned cash. It's the bit of news that says, hey, Baby Yoda is on the way. Talking Baby Yoda isn't available until May of next year, clearly timed not coincidentally to May 4th, which is annually celebrated as Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Also, Disney's official store has a cuddly 11-inch plush toy you can pre-order now for $24.99, one per customer, by the way, for delivery sometime after March 1st of next year. The interesting thing is that Disney lost about $2.7 million in sales this holiday season by not having Baby Yoda available. That according to a report cited by CNBC.com. Well, if you're a worker in one of the 21 states that will be raising their minimum wage next week, hey, congratulations. According to the National Employment Law Project, on or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the year. Later in the year, an additional 4 states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers, according to an analysis from the Economic Policy Institute, which says that the pay gains could range from $150 to as high as $1,700 for full-time year-round workers. All of this depends on the wage hikes in their region. The surge in higher minimum wages comes after years of lobbying and demonstrations from labor groups like the Fight for 15, which sprang up in 2012 to advocate for a living wage of $15 an hour. At the time, its goals struck some critics as far-fetched, but widening income inequality and spiraling housing costs are placing pressure on lawmakers to pass higher minimum wages. But, and you knew there would be one, don't expect any additional jingle in your pocket if you live in Iowa or in Wisconsin or many of the states in the South. Lawmakers in those states figure the federal minimum rate of $7.25 is just fine, thank you very much. Nearly 500,000 people have told Target to stop using plastic bags. A Change.org petition on the subject has collected over 459,000 signatures as of today. The petition was started by Customers Who Care and is addressed to CEO Brian Cornell and 11 other Target executives. This is the first Change.org petition put out by this group. The petition reads, quote, "We understand this won't be convenient to us, but it's time to act. For those of us who also shop at Costco or IKEA, we know we can survive without plastic bags," end quote. The petition goes on to say that, quote, "Target's plastic bags are choking the earth by adding to the 2 million single-use plastic bags consumed every minute and left to downgrade water and soil," end quote. For its part, Target says it's pursuing environmentally conscious solutions. You know who else doesn't use plastic bags, come to think of it? Aldi food stores. And you know what? Shoppers there seem to get along just fine as well. Well, stocks continued their winning ways today as the NASDAQ crossed 9,000 for the first time. That index was up by 0.7 to end the day at 90.16. Part of the reason was that Amazon shared some strong holiday numbers. The Dow gained nearly 106 points to close at 28,621, and the S&P 500 was up by 16 points, ending the day at 32.39. Amazon said its top-selling items so far this year have been the Echo Dot speaker and the iRobot Roomba vacuum, in case you were wondering. So have you got some messy coworkers at your workplace? You know, dirty cups, dishes in the sink, a microwave that never gets cleaned out? Well, it's an issue, and some blame this issue on, are you ready? The rise of coworking and working from home. Cambridge University's Thomas Rollet says the problem is with boundaries, or really lack of boundaries. The report says, quote, "People can be incredibly confused by the boundary between work and personal life, and this boundary is made more porous by two practices, working from home and co-working." But why co-working? You wonder? Well, he says that co-working spaces can exacerbate sloppiness by lessening a sense of ownership. There you go. Blame it on... Just pick up your stuff, for crying out loud, right? All right, coming up next, we've got Mike Franken. Mike is a retired United States Navy admiral, and it's a two-part interview as he runs for the U.S. Senate from the state of Iowa. That is coming up next.